It's continuing coverage of Hampton-Dumont Cal Wrestling with Bulldog Girls Wrestling Coach Brittany Stevens. HC Cal ends up falling a 54-15 here to Lake Mills here on the home mat here tonight. Certainly a great test, right, to kind of get things rolling here in the month of December. What did you think about tonight's duel? I know things didn't necessarily go your way here tonight.
Yep. We knew it was going to be tough. Lake Mills has been around before they were Lake Mills. They were with that big team up there up north, and so we knew we were coming up against some good opponents, but we were ready for it. We were more excited to have everybody get a match more than buys and open matches, so we were excited for that. Take away all of those forfeits and it's not that lopsided, so we're pretty happy about the outcome.
Yeah, sir. Just going to the tie-breaking thing here, I mean, when it comes to kind of the point total, yeah, you guys are right there with them. But we kind of talked a little bit about on the broadcast tonight how Lake Mills was very aggressive, like especially early on in some of those matches. And maybe as you guys are kind of growing as a program here, kind of getting things started, a type of program you may want to emulate, right? What did you think about the intensity they were able to show tonight and coming out on top here?
Very good. My girls stayed in it. They were ready to fight. They need the mat time and that experience. So there's no losing. There's only learning and getting better with every time they step out on that mat. And they step up to the challenge every time. So it's fun to see.
Do want to ask you about some of your winners here tonight. First of all, you move Marin Subert up to 235, so you get a little bit of an advantage there, right?
Yep.
Moves her record to, I want to say, 7-1
yes.
on the season. She gets a 1:39 fall. Tell me a little bit about her season up to this point so far.
She's solid. She's looking good, but we're still working on some of those basics, staying behind the arms, circling, following behind, just staying in good position and following through with what she knows how to do.
How about Elsie Cooper getting a 10-4 decision here at 170 against you guys on the board early in this one? What have you liked about what you've seen from her here so far?
Yeah, that was a dogfight. She stayed in it the whole time. Still working on, again, some of those basic things, those small, getting in on our shots and staying close and working those angles. But she's doing it, and she's getting better every time. So it's just it'll come with the time and experience again.
And then you got a freshman, Megan Sievers, gets a 3:17 win by fall at 140. What did you think of her performance here tonight?
That was exciting. She was down in the match, and so put her down. I knew she could reverse the girl from what I've seen in practice, and so she did it and took her right to her back. So I was pretty proud of that.
And another milestone for this first-year program for you guys, a home duel. Just how cool is it to be able to, I'm sure for some of these girls, first time ever wrestling, a home match after they were involved with West Fork last year.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. The girls were very excited, definitely more excited than nervous, I would say, and just having their parents, their friends, family, come and support them in our own gym is fun.
And as you get set to move forward now, go to you take on Janesville here next Tuesday, I believe, is your next action. What's the outlook for that one? I know you kind of just got done with this one here as well.
Nope, but we're already looking ahead. We know what we got to work on, so we'll get back into the practice room, work on those things, and be ready for them. But they're also a new team. I think they just started, so this is their first year for their program. So it'll be kind of more of a level, a playing field, instead of coming up against some of these girls who have been wrestling for years as a program. So, yeah, we're excited for it.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share here tonight?
Nope. Proud of the girls. They wrestled hard, and we'll continue to do that.
All right. That's HD Cal Girls Wrestling Coach Brittany Stevens. Thanks for the time here tonight.
Thank you.